This discussion is about creditor management and creditor key performance indicators. Of course, most trading businesses buy their stock on credit, so effective creditor management is critical for good business supplier relationships, and as we'll see, it also has a direct impact on the business's liquidity position. The first step in creditor management really is to visit or contact your supplier, the business's supplier, with a view to establishing good relationships between the two businesses. This can be particularly important in the future if there are some problems in the future, such as, say, a liquidity or a cash problem in the future. If you establish very good relationships with your suppliers early, then it will make it much easier to solve the problems or any problems that may occur in the future. Of course, if you're shopping around to find a creditor or supplier, it's quite possible that a supplier will seek credit references from you. That supplier will want to know whether you are a good credit risk. So it's quite possible that you'll have to fill out some sort of application form, and the creditor supplier will seek out references from your own customers to try and establish whether you are going to be a good credit risk for them, the supplier. In the early negotiation process, it's important, if possible, to try and negotiate the best possible terms. I mean, if you can negotiate, say, 60-day terms with your supplier, that's much better than 30 days. You want the longest credit terms possible. You want to delay the payment to your creditors for as long as possible. So if you seek, if you establish a good relationship, it's possible that you can try and negotiate a slightly better set of terms or credit terms than a situation where you don't meet the owner management of the supplier face to face. Of course, if you are negotiating with a supplier who is the dominant player in the market and there's few other competitors, it might be almost impossible for you to negotiate a good set of terms. It might be that you simply have to accept the terms of your supplier because they are such a dominant player in the market. So for example, if they have terms of say 30 days or 14 days and they're the dominant supplier and then you can't find an alternative, that's just the fact of business life. You may have to just accept those terms even though you would prefer much better terms. One of the major problems that can affect trading businesses is it has slow stock turnover, it has slow debtors turnover, and it has a large payment due to its own creditors or suppliers. Slow stock turnover, slow debtors turnover, but of course it still has to meet its own payments to its creditors or suppliers. What are some of the management strategies, or what are the approaches we could take to this situation? Well, of course, management should try and improve stock turnover. So see the other podcast about how to improve stock turnover. There are a lot of strategies here, including, for example, you know, improving the stock mix, making sure the price is right, merchandising, more effective advertising, trying to reduce dead or obsolete stock, etc. And strategies to improve the debtors turnover. See earlier podcast on debtors turnover, but strategies could include, for example, reducing credit terms to debtors, offering discount for early payment, rapid invoicing or rapid issuing of statements, etc. Moving to a computerized debtor management system would be another one. So trying to improve the stock turnover and debtors turnover is one of the approaches you would take. But of course, the other thing is to try and speak with your suppliers, speak with your creditors, and try and increase the time that you are given to pay your debts to your suppliers. So this can happen if there's a good relationship between you and the owners of the creditor, the supplier. If you have a good working relationship, you might be able to extend the terms in some instances. For example, if it's normally 30 days, if you can negotiate once or twice a year, perhaps extend that to 40 or 50 days just to make it easier to manage your own liquidity situation. If you can't do that, of course, then you might have to seek other alternative sources of finance, such as arranging bank overdrafts or increasing the overdraft limit, etc. So the cheapest way to finance it, of course, is to ask your creditors to extend the terms. If you are a very, very good customer to them, there's a high likelihood that can happen. If the supplier is dominant in the market, it may be that you're going to be disadvantaged in the future because they may withhold supply if you cannot pay within the credit terms that they offer. The key performance indicator associated with creditors is the creditors' turnover. It's an indicator on managing a business's creditors. It measures the average speed that the creditor accounts are paid, and the formula that's used is average creditors multiplied by 365 over credit purchases. The indicator will be in days. Let's just assume that the creditors' turnover comes up with an amount of 46 days. What does this mean? It means that on average, it's taking the business 46 days to pay their creditor accounts. Is this good or bad? Well, it really depends on the context. If the days are increasing over time, more days taken to pay the creditors, if it's going from say 40 to 45 to 50 days, that is an unfavorable trend for the supplier. There's no doubt about that. The supplier, your creditor, won't like that because the business is on average taking longer to pay the creditors. However, that might be favorable for the business because the business is delaying the cash outflow associated with the payment of the creditors. So really, whether the trend is favorable or not really depends on the context. Is it from the business's point of view? Is it from the supplier's point of view? The business, in general terms, wants to make the creditor's turnover as long as possible whilst maintaining a good business relationship with its suppliers. So if it can sort of sneak out a few extra days, go from 30 to 35, and still maintain good relationships with its creditors, that's good for the business. Maybe not so good for the supplier or creditor, but good for the business. Delaying the payment to the creditors, that gives more opportunity for the stock to turn over and for the debtors to turn over, for the cash inflow to come in from the debtors before you have to actually pay your own creditors. So when you're looking at creditors' turnover figures, 40, 45, 50, or 50, 45, 40, etc., ask yourself, what is the context? From whose point of view? Is it from the business's point of view? Is it from the creditor's or the supplier's point of view? Of course, a business has to be very sensitive about how it treats its creditors or suppliers. If it continually increases its creditors' turnover to the detriment of the supplier, obviously this may impact on the relationship with the supplier. It could be that in the future, the supplier simply refuses to supply product. And if there are no alternative suppliers or very few in the marketplace, that's going to be a severe disadvantage to the business. So there has to be a sensitivity to the creditor, to the supplier. Will increasing the CTO, the creditor's turnover, will it cause supply to be threatened or cancelled in the future? It may also mean that you, the business, gets a bad reputation in the industry. The supplier will tell other suppliers, and it may be more difficult for you to get credit terms in the future if it's a pattern in your behavior that the CTO is always above the market or the credit terms office and is becoming more unfavorable over time. So yes, it might help your cash flow in the short term, but it might lead to a loss of business in the future. So a business has to be very sensitive to this balance. I mean, the ideal scenario for most trading businesses would be to have a very rapid stock turnover, to have a very rapid debtors turnover, so that there is cash inflow before the business has to pay its own creditors. This is the ideal scenario. Rapid stock turnover, rapid debtors turnover. That means rapid cash inflow so that the business has the cash resources to be able to pay its own creditors without having to reduce its own cash resources and or go into overdraft to meet those creditor commitments.